Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo, Thursday evenings live at 7:30 p.m. Real talk for those who live outside the matrix. Call me now and join the conversation at 347-826-9597 or hail me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo or visit me at conversationswithcleo.com. Become a part of the economic evolution. Red or blue? You decide, star. My dears, and good evening. I hope that everyone within the sound of my voice tonight is doing well. Let me apologize right off the top. I am in the process of having a little dental work done, so if there is an extra lisp in the process, I do apologize. Certainly, you all know that when I say I don't do nothing in a Mercury retrograde, everything stops, and so I will resume those endeavors in the beginning of August. And before I go any further, those of you who don't want to hear my voice too loud, turn down the volume as I say go heat. I would be put out of South Florida if I didn't give some love out to LeBron James, Bosh, Wade, and the entire Heat team. This is Game 7. Being played here, probably a good 45 minutes or an hour from me. And wow, the only reason I take a moment to mention that is a couple of years ago before LeBron James came to play for the Heat, ESPN contacted me and asked me to come on one of their sports shows to see if I could predict where LeBron James might go. And I did throw Miami in the mix and we had a little fun with it. And ultimately, I said the Wizards because, you know, the whole wizard and psychic and voodoo priestess. It was a lot of fun. They were very nice. But I definitely did correctly predict when he would make the decision, et cetera, et cetera. And fortunate for the Heat and Miami Heat fans throughout the state of Florida, Mr. LeBron James came and he delivered. And I do believe that I will stand strong with the Heat and they will deliver again this evening. And one other thing. Love, respect, heart, and healing out to the Gandolfini family. Certainly all of us out there know what it is to lose someone that we love. And so certainly his family is grieving, as is his extended family. Alrighty then. And you all know how it goes, and everybody's getting into the new scheme of things as we're moving through here with a new time slot, new vibration, new kind of rhythm to the show. So, you know, for the first 15, 20 minutes, we're going to talk about conversations or CWC news of the day, which is not necessarily the news of the day that you may have glimpsed on any of your local networks or on the cable networks. Not to say that it may not have made an appearance, but some things they tend to linger about and others they do not. And, you know, for me, news of the day is what's going on in the universe. And right now, I have to tell you, my friends, we have got one busy universe out there. Just as we are in today, as we are moving through the 20th of June, the Sun and Jupiter are conjunct. And so this is a very powerful day. And things that would have really exploded and started to flourish today would have actually had to have been set in motion over the weekend, perhaps at the end of last week, at the very, very latest Monday or Tuesday. And since the Heat did win their game not yesterday, but they won it on Tuesday, I certainly think that things, cosmically speaking, look very good for them. In addition to the fact that Friday, June 21st, tomorrow is summer solstice and the longest day of the year and the official beginning of summer. Now, if you ask me, we have been experiencing summer here in South Florida for about the last 6 weeks. So Punxsutawney Phil was confused. And so everything, like I said, the whole scheme has been flipped. The patterns of old are just that, they are old, and the new patterns are developing in this new book, in this new time. If you take a look this evening and you look west at dusk, and so if I had an opportunity to run out and there were clearer skies, we have a lot of clouds here in Lake Worth this evening, but if you have a clear sky, I want you to look west at dusk and you will see Venus. And the fainter planet just below Venus is Mercury. Now, you might need some binoculars to see Mercury, but you will definitely be able to gaze your eyes upon Venus at a very wonderful place. Today, right now, as we speak, the moon is in Scorpio, to all of my Scorpios out there. Whether in your sun sign or your moon sign, just kind of go with it. We've got a super full moon coming on the 22nd and the 23rd, respectively, depending on where you're located on the planet. And since my listeners are worldwide, we have to break it down like that. Again, but for those of you who are stateside, it will be occurring in New York, Eastern Daylight Time at 7:32 a.m. and on the West Coast, Los Angeles time, Pacific Daylight Time, it will be at 4:32 a.m. The full moon on the supermoon will be in Capricorn. So again, to all of my Capricorns, please brace yourself throughout the weekend. Please be patient with yourself and those around you. And please do not let your mouth write a check your ass can't cash. And just that, that's all I'm saying. I love my Capricorns. You all know how you are. So I say that with all due respect and much love. And a few of you I know personally who are laughing your asses off right now. I also, as I say that to one of my dear friend, I have to give some mad love and welcome Emma Atias to the world. She was born today at 11:41 to very, very dear friends of mine, Patty and Howard. Mazel tov, felicidades, and congratulations. As I put that in, born at a very powerful time for that little girl, when the sun and Jupiter are conjunct, even for that family, it will always be a very, very blessed day. Now, again, the supermoon is also, in almanac terms or even in the Native American vibration, it's also been called the strawberry moon. And so now, even those of us who take our time to go to smaller markets to get our produce, sorry, having a wicked hot flash, we will start to get some of the best strawberries in the world. They will become sweet and many and plentiful. So by all means, if you know of a local U-pick, this is the time to go and embrace and enjoy a wonderful strawberry. Also, as we continue to move through the vibration, on June 26th, Mercury will be going retrograde. That retrograde will last until July 19th, 2013. Just so you all know, it is happening in that vibration. The focus, which some of you have emailed me and text and whatnot and said, what is going to be the focus, Miss Cleo, of this retrograde? This retrograde's focus will be change / a path to healing. Because if you remember at the top of the year, we talked about what will we build, and that when you build, you often have to remove things. You have to remove debris. You may have to scratch a whole foundation and start anew. And often that leads to the change. And however, that kind of healing can be a little bit bothersome. It can be a little bit painful sometimes. Anybody who's been a part of a renovation know that it never, ever quite goes the way that you want it to go, and it hardly ever falls under budget. But still, we move forward. The focus of the change and the path to healing will be family. And this will be your immediate family, your family, and if you have parents that are still living, siblings, etc., it'll be very close, or possibly family members or people who are like family members. Many of us have had to create families that do not share our blood simply because we have chosen to live outside of the matrix, or we have chosen to live our lives outside of the closet, whatever the case may be. It will also be a time to review and to ponder and look on commitments that you make, whatever that commitment may be. It will be a very powerful time for that, because it is a decision that many of you may be moving through at this time, as well as career, business, and education. Many of you may be looking at changes in any of those areas. Perhaps you have decided to look for a different job. Perhaps you have decided to go back to school and seek a higher degree or seek a degree. Those of you may decide that this is your jumping off point to actually believe in oneself and follow your dreams into the career or the art, whatever the case may be. And so this will be a time for reviewing all of those vibrations. And this retrograde will be, for the most part, moving through the sun sign of Cancer. So my Cancers, my Capricorns, and many other earth and air signs will find this retrograde to be very profound and a bit challenging at times. But we will discuss more of that just as we are entering it next on next week's show, the day after it goes retrograde. So I don't want to think you all that I will leave you out in the weeds to navigate with just that. So I did want to share a couple other things, but we are going to go. I'm going to drink a little bit of my seltzer water and juice. then we're going to come back with a little bit more news of the day. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to give out some love to those good people over at Wahoo's. Good food, good drinks, good people, and a waterfront view. You must be talking about Wahoo's River House, located at 915 Northwest Fagler Street, Stuart, Florida. Visit them at www.wahoostuart.com or call them at 772-692-2243. The servers are top drawer and the bartenders are serious mixologists. Wahoo's River House, that's where I go when I want to get away. Maybe I'll see you there. Hey, did you know that crabs have balls? If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970 or visit his website at www.westpalmbeachacupuncture.com. Dog pack snacks are made by hand in small batches from grade A USDA inspected ingredients. They are licensed by the Florida Department of Agriculture. Dog pack snacks use chicken, not chicken broth. They use apples, not applesauce. Lean meats for high protein, fruits and veggies that have excellent nutritional value. Cocoa tested and approved. Cocoa is the chief tester on board, and she is a divalicious canine. So visit her at www.dogpacksnacks.com. And if you'd like to follow Cocoa and her crew, hit them up on Twitter at dogpacksnacks. All righty, gotta tell you, we went out to the West Palm Beach Green Market on Saturday morning and went to go visit Deborah at Dog Pack Snacks, and Cece was very, very grateful. All right, folks, on the side of that giggle, I gotta come and talk to you all about a story that I saw this week, and it caused me to change a behavior. All right. And you all can Google it. You know, I'm all about vetting. Understand? Don't just take my word for it. But for some time, we have heard the debate about whether cell phone use, et cetera, contributes to brain cancer. Well, that jury is still out on that. But I heard a story that is enough for me to know that I am now going to wear an earpiece and that I am no longer going to put a cell phone to my ear. A young woman by the name of Tiffany France at 5 years ago used to have a habit of tucking her phone into her bra. And to quote her, she said, all day, every day, for at least 12 hours a day. She said it was very convenient rather than poking around in her purse, etc., etc. Tiffany, at the time of when she came forward with the story, was 21 years old. She was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she had to undergo a mastectomy on her left breast. There is no family history on either side of breast cancer, ovarian cancer, cervical cancer, or any other genetic predisposition that would have caused this 21-year-old woman to have breast cancer. Dr. John West, and this is one of the few medical professionals out there that has been willing to go on the record, and he is a LA, Los Angeles breast cancer surgeon, has expressed some pretty passionate concern. Her mother, Tiffany's mother, Mrs. France, said that the masses were right under the area where she would put her phone on the breast, right there, where she would tuck that phone. And Dr. West goes on to explain that teen breast tissue is very vulnerable to radiation. So let's just let that statement resonate for a moment. Vulnerable to radiation. So we have affirmation because of the batteries in these phones. They are emitting radiation. But we have been told time and time again that it's not enough to earth us. Dr. West, again, going on the record, says until the medical profession has more information, he's not saying for certain that this was the cause of Tiffany France's breast cancer. He said, but until we have more information, he said to any mother out there with a pubescent teenager who is tucking her bra into her, tucking her phone into her bra, he did three words: stop, stop, stop. I get a little bit tongue-tied about this because, you know, information can be presented to us all the while. And if someone comes along and says, oh, no, Pisha, don't pay any attention to that. As a mass, as a republic, we seem to go along with that. Well, most phones come with an earphone piece when you buy the whole piece of gadgetry. I went and dug mine out of my top dresser drawer. And today I affixed it to my shirt and I walked around with it. And when I had a call with my boss earlier today, I put the phone on speakerphone. And I went ahead and just talked to him like that because I got to tell you, I spend a lot of time on the phone. Sometimes with clients. I do have a lot of clients that I use Skype with, but it's enough for me, and I can't imagine walking around with that huge thing that people wear on their ears. So I'm going to, in the coming weeks, once we get post-Mercury retrograde, I'm going to go look for an earpiece and an attachment that feels comfortable to me because personally, I am worth it. You understand? My brain is worth it. My body is worth it. My health is worth it. So again, just so you have the name, the young woman's name is Tiffany France. That's F-R-A-N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, Z as in zebra. Go and look up her story. It is quite unbelievable. Tiffany is now 23. She is still undergoing chemo and has had reconstructive surgery on that left breast. As a mother, I have daughters. I cannot even imagine that. So please, women, if you're not a teen and prepubescent, I don't care. Men, all of us, we need to take a different look at how we are conducting ourselves, and then we need to go ahead and protect ourselves, because certainly the companies out there that are selling these electronics aren't really that interested. Think, people. That's all I'm asking us to do, is think. All right, here is our weekly George Zimmerman trial update. I am going to take a deep breath. Because, again, as we move through this process, it is about keeping a level head. But I have to tell you, this is all very, very bad deja vu for me. Anyway, Judge Deborah Nelson conferred with both the prosecutor and the defense on six jurors. There was a panel of six jurors, not 12, a panel of six, have been selected. They are composed of five white women and one black / Hispanic woman. Now, I've got all kinds of problems with just the last thing that I said. The fact that they will not tell us whether it is a black woman or a woman of Latino or Hispanic origin, I don't understand the secrecy. Because quite honestly, we might as well just say five white women and one minority. So I'm already insulted by that verbiage. We can just go there. All five are mothers. The majority have some knowledge of firearms. The alternates, of which there are four, two are men and two are women, and they are all white. I'm not sure I have much more to comment on, because I'm frustrated by that. Because for me, I'm feeling like the state is letting Trayvon down. And it's disturbing to me. Oh, did I mention that the judge is also a white female? Just thought I'd throw that in. And it was interesting, because the judge asked George Zimmerman, are you satisfied with the jurors that have been selected? And I thought, well, that's kind of fucked up, you know, because nobody gets to ask Trayvon if he's satisfied with the six jurors that have been selected. Nobody asked Tracy, Trayvon's father, if he was satisfied with the six jurors selected. No one asked Trayvon's mother if she was satisfied with the five mothers that were selected. So I'm just a little bit bugged by the whole process, but my scary deja vu is that it while they did not do a change of venue in this, this looks very similar to the chain of events that preceded the trial of the LAPD-4. And that was the spark that set off the 1992 Los Angeles riots. What I am going to continue to prevail upon myself for, and for all of you who live and reside in the state of Florida and elsewhere in these United States, that we keep a sane mind, that we stay vigilant in our observance, but not become obsessed or distracted. We do need to stay vigilant in what is going on, because sometimes being obsessed with all that is going on in this country right now and all that people are feeling very personally, that if we lose our minds, then we will lose the plot. And we cannot have Trayvon's death be in vain. No matter how angry you may be, no matter how frustrated, no matter how slanted this may look. And I am not just talking to black people right now. I am talking to anyone who can see that something is already skewed. I don't care what color you are. Because understand, it could have been anybody. But for those of you who are not black and you encounter someone who is very disturbed by this, please don't judge them. Please don't try and tell them that they're overreacting. Please don't try and tell them that they're taking it out of context. Just a favor. Because it feels very different. Done deal. Because what you have to remember, and sometimes we have so much information coming at us, we forget how things started. Understand that originally, Mr. Zimmerman was not arrested. That had to be protested for. Originally, the police chief was quite satisfied with his conclusion. He is no longer police chief. And we had to fight and protest and balk and assemble to even get the state or anyone else to address this particular case. So let's not forget that. And those of you who stand behind the Stand Your Ground law, well, you are perfectly entitled to your opinion. So as I have promised, we will be keeping up with the trial for the entire time. As we move through, again, I hope I did exercise some discretion here. And again, I implore all of us to be patient as we watch this play out. All right? Okay, we are going to take one more pause for the cause. And then when we come back, we are going to talk about navigating hurricane season 2013. And let's see if my predictions match any of those that have been put out there by those professionals known as meteorologists. Gotta love those cats. Bedner's Farm Fresh Market, one of the few remaining family-owned farms in South Florida. Their mission is to bring their customers a variety of locally grown produce that is tasty and affordable. You come in as a customer and you leave as a friend. Strawberry and tomato you pick open every day of the week except for Tuesday. Bednar Farm Fresh Market, located at 10066 Lee Road and 12033 US 441, Boynton Beach, Florida 33473. You can also give them a call at 561-733-5490 or visit them at their website, www.bedners.com. When I want to do something nice for myself, I mean really nice, I head out to go buy my favorite cupcakes from the only bakery in South Florida that does it better than I do. Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes, CWC's 2013 Best Food Truck of the Year. Treat your palate as well as your heart. At Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes, it's all about the love. You can hit them up on Twitter at Dolce G Cupcakes to find out where they'll be next. I usually find them out at the Wellington Food Truck Invasion. Hey, tell them Cleo sends her love and save me a cupcake too. Wrote most of this CD, sitting, thinking, sighing, dreaming, crying under she. Tall glass of ice, Coca-Cola on the side, a bag of barbecue chips, pen and paper, rustling leaves, chimes, glistening sunlight. I feel safe, quieted and tranquil. Never really paid much attention to her in the beginning. I respected her grandeur, her wisdom, her experience. Too smug or too stupid to be humbled by her presence, her power, her gifts. Ah, and how she loved me. Even when I didn't show love back, her patience for my loving recognition endured. While I wonder, could I have risen to such an occasion? I sound selfish, I know. She loved so many. Why do I believe I was special? Because she showed me so. The signs and the lessons shared without judgment, why count when the list continues? Carved initials, a poem about love, a wild orchid, and assorted tokens of life. Strange, but not really, I had no idea how important Mango would be until I lost Anne-Marie. I miss you, Mommy. So used to run into her to dry my tears, listen to my rants, and to love me like the Creator made me. That's what she said, and that's what she did. When she left, there was nothing but space. No matter where I ran, I had no place until I found myself under the mango tree. My first tears fell on that day while I sat under the tree, waiting for a phone call I really didn't need, cause I already knew sometimes it sucks to be me. She had finished her human journey. Every moment I miss her, wishing she was still in this dimension. I miss her even though my heart and mind conspire to deny my loss. 3 months doesn't seem long unless you are waiting for the pain to stop so you can move the fuck on. You have to live life, baby. Don't let life live you. And the mango tree echoes the old lady's words because she continues to live life. In spite of the asphalt parking lot more than 150 years old, she has observed the human condition, watching generations come and go. And she is still teaching from beyond, reminding me all the while that energy does not die, no boundaries known. I see her more clearly every day, often while sitting, visiting, chatting and laughing under the mango tree. The pain hasn't gone away, and the tears fall from time to time, sometimes for no reason at all. Grief is a strange thing. Je vous aime, mommy. Alrighty then, that track entitled Mango and Me, dedicated to the memory of my dear Dun Dun, my mommy. Strange. Grief is indeed a very, very strange thing. All right, my dears, check it out. Hurricane season 2013. Now, for the last couple of years, I have consistently disagreed with the meteorologists, you know, the big cats, you know, from NOAA, N-O-A-A. They make the big predictions every year. Over the last couple of years, I'm like, no, not this year. No, not us. No, not this year. And it's interesting, you know, because Dun Dun always used to say that they were stupid for naming the hurricanes because you give them life. And that's what we believe in our belief system, that when you name something, you empower it. So why would you name a storm, right? But it's interesting, if you look at the names are quite revealing. Very, very interesting. But as we are moving into this new book and the planet is doing its own thing and it is recalibrating and it is setting things up differently, it is not just the Gulf Coast. It is not just Louisiana, Alabama, and Florida that has to worry and be prepared for hurricane season. It is now also the northeast, well up into the northeast. It is Georgia. It is the Carolinas. They also are in need of preparation and knowledge. And so to all of you that are either new to those areas, that are still recovering, the Northeast in particular, from some of the things that happened as a result of Tropical Storm Sandy. They downgraded it because once it came onto shore, they realized it was a tropical storm. For all intents and purposes, it was a Hurricane 1. Our friends over at InSouthFlorida.com have a brilliant link, very informative, for all manner of hurricane preparedness, as well as if you visit www.wptvtv. They are working in concert with Publix grocery stores in the area. And I'm sure whatever area you are in, your local television show, your local supermarket chains will have these types of items. They will have a very, very complete list. At WPTV, it is 5 pages long. Certainly, there are different links to different websites that you may need. So these are all things that are right there for you. For example, they have a link to Animal Care and Control Division. They have a link for where you can go and find hotels if you're going to leave the area that will accept pets. They have all a manner of vibrations there on these lists. So please do the smart thing. Make yourself familiar with these lists. Now, are they long? Yes, they are. Are they not a lot of fun to read? No, they're not. Here's the deal. Might it save your life? Yes, it might. This show is going to be about expounding on some of the things that may be on that list, but I want to talk about the things that aren't on that list, all right? Things that I have learned living in hurricane places where hurricanes are regular. You understand? And so there is no judgment. If you scream like a girl because you think a hurricane's coming, I will not judge you. It's okay. But what I want to say first is do not panic. And panic can look a lot of ways. People can internalize their panic. They can internalize their stress. No need to, because that's not going to help you. So we don't want to receive things that aren't going to help us, right? So no panic. And what you will find, especially because of the devastation of Sandy, I'm certain, what you will find is that the media, including those channels that are dedicated only to weather, they will talk about the storm system from the time it leaves the coast of Africa. And they will talk about it continually all the while. Continually they will talk about it. They will tell you where it's going to shift to. They're going to tell you what they think it might do. They're going to tell you that the model says this. Then they're going to tell you that they're going to fly the planes in, and then they're going to come back and tell you something else. And then they're going to tell you something else. And by the time you get to when the hurricane, you are so wound up. So here's what I'm going to say. Turn off the television. You understand? Turn off the television. I would advise that you go online. There's not all of that inflection and all of that extra. You want the facts. You want the information so that you can be prepared. So that's my first piece of advice. Do not get swept up of the grandeur of the traveling storm. All right? And I tell you, years ago, I want to say, boy, Lord Jesus, how long ago was that? My youngest was still a pickney. Oh, my goodness. Oh, gosh. 1998, 99. there was a storm coming, and they talked about this storm, and they talked about this storm, and they talked about this storm, and then the storm never happened. And the next year, later that year, there was a storm called the Nonami. And it, Nonami, Miss Cleo, yeah, that means no-name storm. They didn't see it coming, so they didn't get to warn us for 1,000 days. And the storm was so wicked that I was living on the fourth floor in my apartment building at the time. And so much water came with this storm that it turned my brand new mattress. Let me just go ahead and say that. Actually, not brand new. I had just paid it off. You understand? Just, you know, when you pay off something and you're happy? You're happy to pay it off because it belongs to you? Well, I paid it off. I didn't have no more insurance on it then. Right? Paid it off and it turned my new mattress, newly paid off mattress, into a giant sponge. So, sometimes they see them coming and sometimes they don't, because they're going to do what they want to do. There is an old adage or an old story that says that hurricanes are the anger and the upset of the ancients from Africa. And that those storms take the same path and track as the slave ships. And in my belief system, we would call that a concert of Yemaya, who governs all of the waters and the weather, Chango, who is thunder and lightning, and Oya, who is the wind. And that they march this track, and that the storms represent their hurt and their tears. And Yemaya is also known as the mother of all. So, you know, I'm always going to throw in some interesting information, because here's the deal. As we move through, I'm also going to tell some of you how and what I do to make sure that I pay honor to Yemaya, Chango, and Oya to protect my home and the homes of my friends and my family. Now, as we are moving through, let's talk about home and apartment, all right? Now, and this is for people who may be renting a home, renting a duplex. There are some very important things. Certainly, like I said on the list, they will talk about many different vibrations and all good information, all very good information. However, this is just what I have utilized. I did live through here in, I was living in Davie at the time, not here in Lake Worth, but a two-story townhouse. And I lived through Katrina before she went to Louisiana. And I also lived through Wilma. And we were hit in both areas, by both storms, actually. And Wilma was a little more shattering and shaking than Katrina was when she moved through Florida. Surely we know the devastation that Katrina levied, no pun intended, or absolutely every pun intended, levied in New Orleans and throughout the various parishes there. Flushing your toilet, fascinating thing. We don't think about that. We think we're going to have water. We think everything's going to be working just the way it is. Now, many people, and often many people use this, my partner says that this is what she does as well, fill up a bathtub with water. And for the first couple of days, that can work fine. I get a little bit skeeved easy. So I figure if I don't have any air conditioning and I've got water sitting in a bathtub, ooh, that could get a little bit yucky, certainly. Put a little bleach in there. That's also helpful if you go that route. But I came up with a different device. Everybody seems to drink a 2-liter of something. If you don't, start. 2-liter bottles. Do not put them in recycling. Do not dash them away during hurricane season. What I would advise is that you fill them with your hose water. Get your water hose. You can also use the water in your house, but your water hose is a little bit less costly. Fill those up. If you have a storage area, if you have a pantry, if you have somewhere, start to store up those bottles. So, Ms. Cleo, how many bottles? Well, you need to at least have, I would say, good 10, 20 bottles. Find somewhere. If you don't have that much space, I understand, cut it in half. Be reasonable. Use your common sense. But when you have a number two, then, you know, during a hurricane, when you gotta go take a dump, use that water to flush your toilet, all right? You try and ask people not to use a lot of toilet tissue. You understand? You have to monitor your children with this, and sometimes the adults same way, so that that water will last and so that you can keep your bathrooms as clean as you possibly can. Also, making sure that you have a nice gallon of bleach. Gallon of bleach is always a good thing to have on hand. Not half a gallon, because you do want the opportunity to keep things as clean and as hygienic as you possibly can. Also, dual use for those 2-liter bottles. Fill them up and place a few throughout your freezer portion of your refrigerator. This will also, and this is something, as they're telling you the storm is coming, as it gets closer, as they think it might hit you, this is something you can do. Fill them up, put them into the freezer. Should you lose power, they're solid ice. They will continue to keep your freezer cooler so that you don't lose as much food. And you can also transfer a few into the refrigerator part. Surely you all know you cannot keep going in and out, in and out, and in and out. If you have coolers of any nature, please, by all means, keep them around. Now, any kind of jug will work. If you have milk, you know, you still get your milk in a plastic carton, any of those kinds of jugs will work to suffice. However, the 2-liter bottle ones are easily stackable. You understand? In a small place, they're easily stackable, one on top of the other, in your freezer as well as your refrigerator. Now, items with regard to the things that are in your home, items that you cherish, all right? You need to have, you know, those big plastic containers. You know, they have them everywhere. No, Target, you know, all of that, Walgreens, CVS. They have these big containers. And they're not necessarily watertight, but if you can keep them up high, they will keep the water out. If you have a big plastic hefty bag, all right, line it with that. Put those precious things that you don't want to be impacted by water or anything else. Put those precious items, let's say baby pictures or a photo album or, you know, anything that, you know, your grandmother's cameo, whatever the case may be. Something that is precious that you know will break your heart. And you do have to relegate it to one or two of those bins. You can't fill up 20 of them and then take them with you should you have to take them. It really should be about exercising. And that bin should always be ready, all right? It should have its liner in there and it should be ready to go and possibly some tape so that you can even tape it shut to secure your seal, all right? Now, that is not where I want you to put important documents. That will come later. But I'm talking about precious items. So many people, I remember seeing their faces and talking after the tornadoes. And certainly you don't have nearly as much advance notice about the things that they can't replace, you know, those special things. So be proactive. Also, taping your windows. I don't care how many times who tells you it doesn't work. All it does is suffice to gook up your windows. And it's not necessarily going to stop the glass from shattering. If you have blinds, close your blinds if you do not have shutters. If you are in a duplex or a home where there are not shutters provided and you want to do plywood, please do understand that emergency rooms during hurricane preparedness will tell you more of their wounds come from either the acts of no thinking post the hurricane or people actually trying to put up plywood prior to a hurricane. There is a methodology. There is a purpose. If you know right now, right this moment, and you are living in Florida, the Carolinas, Georgia, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, and anywhere on the northeastern seaboard, and you are in a home that does not have shutters, you are in a duplex or somewhere where you can actually seal up your windows, I would advise that you buy plywood now. It's not as expensive as it will be when everybody's lining up and scurrying. Put it somewhere where, and you can get a couple of pieces. You can go and have them cut. You understand? Do some measuring. Get out there now. And then take a moment. The internet is a plethora of information. Somebody's got a YouTube out there to tell you how to put up the plywood. Home Depot has it. All of Lowe's has it. Go and educate yourself, people. We can take accountability. We really can minimize the trauma. And for those of you who do have shutters, I please beg all of you, and this is from someone who learned a lesson and almost sliced off half of my damn friggin' thumb, wear gloves when you are putting up those shutters. They are very sharp on the edges. If you're moving too fast, take your time. Get them done. Do not wait until the last minute. Some people are like, oh, I don't think it's coming. Oh, I don't think it's coming. Do what you will, but then you cannot cry. All right? Because there's no reason for it to get so crucial at the time. Now, there will be those of you who may decide that you're going to leave the area. Certainly your choice. You'd have to get out in front of it pretty quickly because often people are stuck on the highway. And sometimes those hurricanes, they shift without telling the meteorologists. And there have been plenty of storm. Hurricane Andrew was not intended to hit Homestead. It was intended to hit further north. So people went down south and got hit anyway. So once again, understand that the meteorologists can only tell you as much as they can tell you. But it is so much easier to be prepared than to not be prepared. I was sharing with someone today that in South Florida, especially down in the Keys and even in Dade and Broward, a hurricane's coming. People have parties. They're called hurricane parties. People get happy. The people down in Key West, they will drink while there's tumbleweeds rolling down the street. They see the wind kick up. It's a very different vibe here. I don't know that I would have a hurricane party unless we all going to hunker down. But you don't want somebody getting sick and you don't want somebody getting freaked out. So be mindful even about the hurricane party. Now, with all of that being said, I'm going to propose something that some people may not be comfortable with, but I want you to organize with your neighbors, not just your community, but your neighbors. Two blocks up, two blocks that way, maybe a block that way, block that way. Know who your neighbors are. Know if there's an older person that you see or an older couple that may be living by themselves, and perhaps they stay to themselves. But if we have the notice that there's a hurricane coming, go and check and make sure everybody's okay. Go and check that maybe they need a ride to go to the pharmacy to go and pick up their medication, or that if they have a child that, you know, they know that somebody's there, perhaps the children live elsewhere. Get out there, introduce yourself, because we're going to be in it together. And if you live in a smaller area, even if you don't, if you live in an urban area and it's a little bit frightening, at least know one or two other people. Perhaps even you can share resources. You understand? Perhaps you have a plan with a few neighbors. You understand? Perhaps they have a big barbecue and you don't, but you'll say, I'll go buy the charcoal. And then perhaps we can come over and barbecue with you if we are out of power. You understand what I'm saying to you? And this way, it becomes, and it actually shows the power of community. Because however it seems when dire straits hit, Americans know how to come together. Let's come together before the dire hits. Let's have a plan. A plan is a wonderful thing. if there are empty lots or individuals who, once again, may not be able to remove the debris, or if there is an empty lot, perhaps you can report it to the city, or guess what? Novel idea. Go in, get a couple of neighbors, and move the shit yourself. I know that that's really outside the box. I get it. But that is something that we can do. These are things that we can do to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves as well as our neighbors. Because if that piece of debris that's hanging out in that empty lot gets some wind under it, it can come right, go through your window. You understand? Can go right into your car, can create damage. So if we work together, we don't have to worry about that. I would also recommend that in the scheme of those things, for us here in Lake Worth, most of us have our garbage bins outside. Our recycling bin is inside, but our yard waste is outside. Wonderful thing to do, weight down your bins. If we have one coming, take some rocks or fill them up with water, with the water hose, weight them down so they don't become projectiles. Anything of that nature, so that they don't become projectiles. I say that because it is about your neighbors. And so because of the way we do things, may be different in your area, may be different in your neighborhood. All right? I'm going to continue with outdoor furniture, plants, etc. Chairs, things, you know, lawn things, bring them into your home. It may not look pretty, but bring them inside. If you have a garage, put them in a garage. For those of you with swimming pools, for a long time, and I've had friends who have done it, they will put much of those things into the swimming pool. They're very safe there, and the buoyancy of the water, some kind of science makes it all work. I don't know that that would help with a tornado, but for a hurricane, it does seem to work. Let's see. Now, for your four-legged family members, your cats and your puppies. Now, I don't own cats, but I have plenty of extended family members that are felines. Again, your cats may not like it, but it may be the time to put them in their little crates or their little cages because they do like to be cuddled and feel warm and safe. Make sure you gather them together. Certainly you know about getting cat food. And again, often we will think about drinking water for the human beings, but we do not think about drinking water for the felines and the canines. The felines and the canines can get dehydrated just like we can. So make sure that you also are accounting for water for your canine and feline family members. Now, medications, and specifically those of us who are living south, we are dealing with fleas and with mosquitoes, all right? So what we do want to make sure is that any mosquito medicines like heartworm or any of your flea treatments, if you are using those, by all means, please make sure that you contact your vets or any other kind of medication that your dog may be on, and make sure that you have ample supply. You may not be able to get to the vet. The vet may not be able to get to the office. So make sure that you have those types of things available. Just another shout out here at in South Florida. Any South Florida business can sign up free if the need arises, and we will tweet the hurricane listing. So by all means, to all of my South Florida small businesses, larger businesses, medium businesses, go ahead, sign up for free. I'm going to retweet here for any of you, and we will tweet the hurricane listing. So that is wonderful. They are such a fabulous group to work with. I really appreciate them. They put their efforts right out there, and I got so much love for that. All right, I'm just kind of going through my Twitter feed here just to make sure that I'm checking in with you all and make sure anyway. Now, you know, you all can call. Go ahead and call the show. With any questions, let me give you that number right now. You can call me and join the conversation at 347-826-9597. Now, I do understand that I am surely going to be preempted by the Heat game. I do not take it personally. I am just grateful that the universe saw fit, that I don't have to worry about a live interview or something really juicy and then having to compete with the with the Heat. So I think that that is brilliant. So I appreciate that. But go Heat. I think people are coming onto the court. So I just want them to know I have them in my thoughts as we are talking about hurricane season. We want the Heat to light up that court. And all of my friends out there will be most appreciative, my basketball fan friends. I got enough of them. Now, let's see. Again, now with your pups, all right, make sure that they're very comfortable. Cece is a big old hugger. When she, her first even really strong thunderstorm, I almost had to crawl under the chaise with her because she's so sad. She's growing up now. She's a little bit better. And she doesn't mind, you know, the rain. However, she doesn't like that big old thunder noise, and she doesn't like all of that. So she likes her blankets. She likes to cuddle. So we'll make sure that she's very close to us. Some recommend crating if your dog is comfortable with that. I struggle. I can't do that. But if your dog is comfortable with that, by all means, feel free and do what you need to do to make your dog feel as comfortable. Some even suggest putting a towel or a blanket over the crate, and it just makes it feel a little bit more cozy. Understanding, though, that they will pick up on your energy just the same. Now, for those of you who have really tiny dogs, teacups, they're very nervous, this kind of thing, or they can get very nervous. I'm not saying all of them are. No, plenty of small dogs. I have a lot of respect for them. And trust me, they have the hearts of lions. I had one friend who actually went out, and her dog would only do one or two outside. She wanted it to pee inside so she didn't have to go outside in the storm. But what she did was she went and bought two, I don't know how you would describe it, two patches of sod, you know, like what you would do to put in a new lawn. And her little dog, and she put it really close, like on the patio, so that she, the little dog could just go pee, and boo-boo right there, she picked it up, threw it away, and there it was. So if you have small dogs, I thought that was a brilliant idea, and I thought that's amazing. I want to share that. And so that's wonderful. Also be aware for smaller dogs that they have doggy diapers, because you do need to be prepared to clean up a possible mess. Now understand, with a cat, it's a much different vibration because you have litter boxes. However, with your larger dogs, dogs are amazing, and they are keyed in to the planet. And they often will know how to just kind of shut themselves down and be chill. But for those that don't, do not chastise your dog. Do not get angry with them. They're feeling the same kind of nervousness you're feeling. So just be prepared to clean up a mess, for your dog and to just kind of roll with it. It is not anything that they are doing on purpose. All right, my dears. Like I said, give me a shout out if you have any questions on some things that I haven't covered as we continue to move through how to navigate hurricane season 2013. Now we're going to give a shout out to the canines and the felines. Passion for Paws, a nonprofit with a new approach. They believe in assisting disabled, elderly, or family members in financial crisis to keep their canine family members within the home. Passion for Paws truly understands that our dogs are members of the family, and no one should ever have to make the difficult choice to let their canine family member go because of an unforeseen event or crisis. Ava Rhodes, Executive Director at Passion for Paws, is looking for volunteers, foster home, vet care services, and sponsors of pet food drives. She is a gentle and committed spirit with a passion for paws. You can visit her at www.passionforpaws.info. You will find all of the pertinent information, and there you can donate your time or your money. Once again, we thank you, and the dogs and canines that I know personally, thank you as well. Ozo 2, the future of dry cleaning. Eco-friendly, convenience-driven, and customer-conscious. Free pickup and delivery, biodegradable bags, and a hanger return program in order to keep their prices low. Stop by for a visit at any of their locations in West Palm Beach and now in Jupiter, or visit them at www.ozo2usa.com. That's ozo2usa.com. Or you can like them on Facebook as well. Thank you, Ozo2, for keeping the planet in mind. All right, my dears, I do want to get through the rest of this information, so we are going to keep on moving through. Earlier, I mentioned the important documents. Certainly, even on the websites with all the preparedness lists, they say put them in plastic bags, you know, your freezer plastic bags, waterproof, zip them up, and put them somewhere safe. I go one step further. There needs to be a packed tote or overnight bag. For whatever reason, it needs to have some basic necessities in it, whatever your meds are, toothbrush, anything that you would take to go on a weekend trip. Now, ladies, it doesn't have to be all the makeup, but if you're not comfortable without it, then pack it so you can have it to go. You also actually have to have a real map. Understand, battery power will be waning. You need a real driving map. If you don't have one, they're fairly cheap. Go out and get you one. Please write down all key information, including phone numbers. Do not depend on the fact that you think you can go into your smartphone, go into your laptop, and find what you need. You don't know what may or may not be available. So phone numbers. People don't memorize phone numbers anymore because we go to our phone, we hit a button, and there it is. Write down those numbers. Make sure that bag has what you need. It also needs to have cash on hand, as well as cash on hand before the storm. Oh yeah, Miss Cleo, I know. I'll go to the ATM and get me some money. I got you. But here's the deal. Let's say we don't have any electric, which means cash registers don't work. So you need to go and you need to get something. They'll sell it to you, but all they're taking is cash. And let's say that your tab only comes up to $11.23. You give the person a $20 bill. They don't want to give you change if they don't have change, because a lot of people become rip-off artists post a hurricane. And that's what the cash on hand in that bag is for. You understand? This is post. Make sure you have at least $20 in quarters, another $5, $10 in dimes and nickels and pennies if you need to. You understand? But that way, you're not getting ripped off. And if somebody gives you a price, then that's what it is, and that's what you pay. All right? So make sure that you have those things available. So small currency is so much smarter than having big currency. And at this point, big is a $20 bill. All right? A 50 ain't going to get you nothing but a whole bunch of heartache. All right? And again, often we hear people talk about what to do prior to a hurricane, but few people talk about what not to do post the hurricane. Anyone that has any kind of portable generator, I'm going to tell you right now, do not bring them into your home. Do not put them close to a window outside. You have to be mindful, people. The poison that can come off of something like that. Odorless, it will kill you. Done deal. You'll survive the hurricane and die because you didn't use common sense, all right? Candles, people. No, no, no. You would be absolutely gobsmacked at how many houses burned down post a hurricane because people have utilized candles. anyone living in the geographic areas that I listed at the top of the show, there should be at least two flashlights in your home, in your apartment. And I would say at least one of those needs to be one of those heavy-duty flashlights, because that can actually be set on its butt into a room and you get some mood lighting. If you have children, each child should have his or her own flashlight. Go to the dollar store. Apparently you can get everything in the dollar store for a couple of dollars. Don't know how long that flashlight's going to last. Personally, myself, I might like to make the investment. I'm not even sure how many flashlights we have. And we're going to be getting batteries and boning up and making sure that we have that we require as we move through. And again, just because you have plenty, maybe again, neighbor, somebody might be in need of. So it is not just about you. When you're moving through a hurricane, it has to be about your community. Parents, I don't care how much fun it may look like, but your children should not be walking, wading, boating, skating in standing water of any kind. Nor should you. The water, not to mention the water moccasins, the snakes, the mosquito larvae, all kinds of bacteria. So you're not really sure where the origin of this is coming from. Certainly, people want to get out, they want to go drive around, they want to go look. No, no, no. Stay put. For just a moment, stay put, gather yourself. You should have enough things to hold you out until you find out what's going on, what roads may or may not be washed out. They always say to have a transistor radio. I can't really argue with that. Make sure your batteries stay dry. Even a better idea is some of those scuba transistor radios. They're waterproof. Those are really wonderful if you have the wherewithal to go and get that. But do not forget those things that are indeed available. And do not wait. You know how people back in the day, they used to have Christmas funds. People would set aside X amount of money every month for the Christmas fund. I think people who live in areas where hurricanes occur should set aside money every year for the hurricane fund. Because the other side of this is when some people, and many people, are living paycheck to paycheck. This is why even your grocery shopping habits should change right now. When you are at the supermarket and they've got a 2-for-1 on any kind of canned item or item that won't go perishable, you need to get that 2-for-1. You need to get it a couple of times if it is within your budget to do that. Because you don't have to wait until we're in the immediate moment to prepare. You can prepare in advance, little bit at a time. And then you don't have to go out and stand in the lines that go on for days, and people are nervous and people are agitated, and the barometric pressure is doing all kinds of things to people's brains, and so tempers are short. Let's not wait till it gets there. Let's be a bit more proactive. Again, you know, there's no topping off of gas. People that want to go out and get gas and kind of hoard the gas, again, you're creating more of a danger than you are creating a safety net for yourself. So just keep those things in mind. Again, certainly because of the weather and during hurricanes, often it is very muggy and very hot. So first and foremost, it is about keeping the children hydrated, keeping yourself hydrated, and making sure that everyone is staying as calm as they possibly can. If you have younger children, again, we will not have the electronics, people. That may not be available. So we need to have crayons. We need to have Scrabble game. You need to have things to pass the time as we are moving through this, because that's what's going to be necessary. Again, those of you who are barbecuers and will feel comfortable cooking outside, if you are out of charcoal and a tree has come down, there should always be some kind of handsaw that you have, especially if you own a home, where you can go and you can even use some of that bark and get your barbecue going. And we just go back to way, way back to the way it used to be done. I did that during Hurricane Wilma. We had a shell of a barbecue. We didn't have, I lost a part of my mango tree. My niece jumped up, grabbed the machete. Mommy, I gotta go cut some wood. I mean, and we put it together, and we never skipped a beat. But I also believe that with regard to cooking outside, there's some things that it might be mindful to have. Everyone should have a nice, large cast iron skillet. And everyone should have a nice, big, copper-based or stainless steel boiling pot. You understand? And I used to boil water right under that grate, because that pot could hold it. It wouldn't buckle. It wouldn't melt. And I would pour the coffee over the filter in the Mr. Coffee Maker. And we had coffee every morning, because I'm a bitch without coffee. But I would get up at 5 a.m. in the morning. I'd stoke that fire, get that water warmed up, because it took a little bit, you know. Get that water warmed up, and then we had coffee. And then you understand how the old people used to do it. You know, you understand how they used to do it, because you could go ahead and you'd be up first thing in the morning. And then by the time I got done with breakfast, because I had this great cast iron skillet, I was making pancakes. We didn't skip a beat. All nice and fresh outside. And so we made the best of it. But these are the things that we don't think about. These are the things that are so wonderful for us to have every day. And so we have a couple of cast iron and some different skillets here. So we're going to be very, very fine, even if we decide we just want to cook outside because we want to cook outside. So that's one of the things that I like for you all to do. If you don't want to do a lot of cooking like that, if you know the storm is coming, there are some wonderful recipes that you can put together very quickly. Put them in the Ziploc bags. Put them in the freezer bags. Put them in the freezer. Put them near where the 2-liter bottles that are frozen. Put it there. You can reheat it on the barbecue if you've got these items. And again, you can go out and get some wonderful, very cost-effective items. But this keeps it going. I get a little bit nervous about the whole propane tank. I'm not big on that. I prefer, can you hear Cece? She's asking her mom for a treat. So, again, these are the kinds of vibrations that I think are good to know. And I know that they work because this is what we've done. I had a neighbor, fabulous, a professor. She had like one of those miner hats. And she had like this little light attached to her cap. And so that's the way she was able to walk her dog in the evening. Because this was post the hurricane. We didn't have any standing water. But we didn't have any electric either. And so she had these little... So there's great season. But those of us living in South Florida, for those of us living in Georgia and the Carolinas this year, I do believe that we will see a tropical storm. And we will see hurricanes in different parts of those regions. It is going to be a very active season. I wish that I did not agree this year with the meteorologists, but this year I agree with them. I almost wonder if they're not being as clear as they possibly can be. But we have a much larger area to observe, and we have to stay clued in, and we have to stay accountable for ourselves, my dear. Also, make sure that it would be smart that if, I believe on FEMA, that you can go online and you can download certain documents in the event that you have to fill them out for any reason. I tell you why. Because when I had to get FEMA documents during Wilma, oh my God, I had to go stand in a line to get the documents even. And the line went on for forever. So again, those documents are available, not all of them. Download them now. put them in the Ziploc bag, put them in that file, and put them in that tote bag so that you have what you need. If you're a small business owner, all of your pertinent small business paperwork information, etc., you need to have that downloaded into a file. Because here's the deal. You can say, well, Miss Cleo, I've got it on a zip file. I've got it on this. I've got it on that. I don't care. If you don't have any electric, it's not going to matter. We will have to almost go back to the paper thing, but there are ways to do it. So these are just some of the lessons that I have actually learned and have saved me and have been most beneficial during hurricane season. Again, no reason to be fearful if we are prepared. You understand? We have to be cautious and we have to use our brain. All right, my dears, I'm going to take one more sip here of some juice, and then we are going to come back, wrap it up, and talk about what's happening next week. White Apron Catering. Elegance, class, and sometimes a little bit of whimsy when you want it done right. Whether it's an intimate dinner for four or a gala for 400, they can meet your every need. The chefs there are wonderfully energetic and they always have a smile on their face, at least when I visit. Freshness with meticulousness to every detail on that plate. So the next time you want it done right, you want to keep people talking until you have that next party, I want you to pick up that phone and dial White Apron Catering, 561-585-2985. In Lake Worth, 1710 North Dixie Highway. And tell them Cleo sent you. Maybe they'll send me back one of those fabulous chocolate chip cookies. See you around. All right, my darlings. Now, coming up next week, a couple of things going on. So we're going to kind of play this by ear, but here's the show that is scheduled. But next week, the United States Supreme Court is supposed to rule on DOMA, and it is supposed to rule on the Voters' Rights Act. Those are two enormously important issues to myself personally, and I would imagine to many of you within the sound of my voice who reside in these United States. So depending on what those decisions are, I would like to have a platform to speak with you all about them and to have you all have a platform to get on the line, call me, talk about it, say what you feel, and let's have the conversation. If things go to a relatively positive place, then we will schedule a future show to discuss the forthcoming changes. Otherwise, we will be taking a look at some history in America. And the question will be, were our founding fathers drug users? We will be taking a very close look at the history of drug use in America. And I'm not talking about just in the last 50 years. We're going to take it way back. We're going to take it Frederick Douglass back. All right, my dears? And we're going to check that out. So we're going to keep it rolling. Like I said, we're going to make sure that we stay in touch with you all about the Trayvon Martin case as well, doing our level best to be responsible in the way that we deliver the information. Let's see. And I think that is it. I love you and appreciate you all. Please have a most outstanding weekend. Be safe out there. The moon is kicking, and we know what that does. It's a super moon, remember? So much love and much heart to all of my Capricorns and to my Cancers, as well as a big, big happy birthday to my stepson, Scott. Today is his birthday. And earlier he said he was having a lovely one, and he deserves every bit of many, many lovely ones to come. All right, my dears, you know the deal. 50% of the people aren't going to like you. So what are we going to do? We're going to spend all our time, all our energy, and all our love on the 50% that do. Peace. the end of a long day, I like to retreat to the veranda in my backyard, stare up at the sky, gaze at the stars, drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometime. I open my mind and my heart to all the possibilities. And one night I thought, what if all of this is one crazy experiment? What if there is no heaven and no hell? What if we are not alone? What if dogs come from another planet? What if canines, felines, dolphins, and elephants are a higher intelligence? What if the dinosaurs came here, thrived, and left right before the Egyptians arrived? What if we are a creation of a greater being's imagination? What if the stars in the sky are a grand treasure map to the answers we so intensely seek? What if we are all aliens, hybrids of Venusians, Martians, and Jupiterians, the offspring of a planetary union? What if Earth was a hotbed of free universal love? What if there is an intergalactic travel agency that specializes in the human experience, an all-inclusive holiday? Choose your status, your culture, your geography. Make reservations early to choose your gender and sexuality. Otherwise, it's first come, first serve. And when the life is done, the intergalactic traveler returns home. What if there are stargates, triangles, and portals that allow each and every one of us to move about the universal cabin without care? What if beings from other planets and places in space study us like we study animals? That would certainly explain all the stories about alien abduction. What if when we sleep, we really exist somewhere else? Perhaps a different dimension or a parallel universe. And when we are awake, we exit here, wherever that might be. What if we create every moment we speak? What if time is something man-made of? What if we all have the power to create and heal? What if Scotty really can beat me up? So many possibilities. I sat for a moment without thinking, quietly, and then it occurred to me, what if this is simply part of the journey? And when I return home and you're in the area, stop by for a visit and let's have some fun. You can usually find me hanging out on the seventh rock from the sun. What if? You have been listening to Conversations with Cleo, live Thursday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Thank you for sharing your evening with me, and I hope to see you back here next week. Visit me at conversationswithcleo.com or hail me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo. And remember, 50% of the people aren't gonna like you. So spend all your time, your heart, and your energy on the 50% that do. Peace. Blow that horn, boss.